Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me in your glory. I never want to leave your glory. Healing in your glory. Never want to leave your side. Can y'all help me say? I never want to leave
you.
Listen, I don't want to be without you. I don't want to be without you. I don't want to be without you. I never want to leave you. Come on, say I. I don't want to be
without you.
I don't want to be,
without you.
I never want to leave.
I never want
to
leave your side.
Oh, the glory.
Of your presence.
We
your temple.
Give you reverence.
Another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. I'm your host tonight, Evangelist Hannah. Glory to God. We just continue to give God the glory. And yes, we ask Him to keep us in His glory. We got to pray and fast and meditate and be in His Word so we could be covered and hovered in His glory. Glory be to God. I thank God tonight for everyone who has called in over the phone lines. And I give a shout-out to all our internet listeners. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And tonight, our guest speaker is one of my dear friends, Evangelist Hodge. And her title tonight is The Gift. So So get ready, get prepared to eat at the table and to listen to the word of God. Glory be to God. Evangelist Hall, you on the line? Evangelist Hall, you on the line?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just cover your daughter in the blood. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I cover the phone lines in the blood, the internet in the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that the word of God will go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you will move tonight by your spirit. Glory be to God. And at this time, evangelist, I yield the line to you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hey, glory. Come to give you life. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come to give you life and life more abundantly. To eternity. God is just moving over the airwaves. Hey. Hey, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, glory to God. Come to give you my have life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, that's our theme song for New Life Ministry. Glory to God in the highest. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Want to call in the presence of the Lord today. Woo! Hallelujah. He's moving in a mighty way. Oh, God, whatever you need, it's in the word of God. Whatever it is, yes, Lord, whatever you need. If you need love, hallelujah, love casting out fear, perfect love casts out fear. And whatever you need, it's in the word of God. If you need healing today, hey, right now, God is a healer. Hey, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Seek the Lord. Seek him while he can be found. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Oh, God. That, like I said, that's our theme song for New Life Ministries. And it's come to John. Look in your Bibles. John, the 10th chapter, 10th verse. Hallelujah. You'll find that verse. Hallelujah. And you might say abundant. God wants you to have abundant life, abundant living, not just mediocre, not just barely existing. Oh, we're talking about a great big God here. Woo! Who do you think we're talking about? God wants you to have riches. He wants you to be richly supplied. Oh, my God, my God. Have an abundance of good things, abundantly, overflowing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's wave our hands. Wave your arm and wave your hands through the air. Let's get the Holy Spirit flowing. Oh, come on. People of God. Hey, people everywhere. Come on. Wave your hands through the air. Let's get the Holy Spirit flowing through the atmosphere. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Let your glory fill this place. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Hey, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, glory. Yes, Lord Jesus. Now let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh, God. Oh, Father God. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, lead us in the prayer. Oh, God, let your Holy Spirit fill this place. Fill your home, hospital, wherever this internet goes. I may not know, but you know, God. Hey, come be an ethical angel. Hey, glory, it could be a prison cell, God. In the hospital of all the hills, God. Could be a home sickness, God. Wherever you are. Oh, yeah, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Jehovah Rapha, you heal him. Oh, God. You are a healer. Oh, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. You will provide. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, you will provide. You are a provider, God. Oh, God, and I know whatever you need, God, whatever you need is in the word of God. Oh, God, today. Oh, God. You know, not the blood stained banner. Oh, yes, Lord. The blood stained banner, God. Oh, Jehovah, make a bishop. The Lord sanctifies us today. Oh, yes, Lord. He sanctifies us, purifies us, God. And you take your word and heal them. And you deliver them from all their destruction. Not just some of them, all of them. Hey, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, God. Every measure, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, in the book of Genesis. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, in the beginning. Yes. Oh, God created the heaven and earth. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, the earth would not turn into his void. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. His word would not turn into his void. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. His word goes out, and it's going to do what you said it's going to do, Father God, today, God. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to thank God for this opportunity. And it's not about me. It's about the God in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I also want to thank God for the blog, internet, radio, and Kingdom Builders. Kingdom Builders Ministry. And founder and CEO, Reverend Otis McKinnis of New Life Ministry. Hey! And I'm going to say, like I heard off of one of the president's trips, he said, to get you motivated, he said, fired up and ready to go. Fired up and ready to go. And tonight, people of God, we are fired up for who? Jesus! Hallelujah! And I'm going to tell you, saints, if anybody know anything about truck drivers, there might be some truck drivers out there. We got 10 gears. And we're going to get this thing to the 10th gear. Hallelujah. Then you might have some people that drive cars. Hallelujah. And they got a 6th gear as well. We're going to get that thing to the 5th gear. Hallelujah. And if you drive an automatic, we're going to get that thing to drive. Hallelujah. And we're going full force tonight. Hallelujah. In the power of the Holy Spirit. Fire that's moving in my life. And let this message be like fire as the tip of my mouth. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost fire. And it's burning up fear. It's burning up sickness and disease. Hallelujah. And it's delivered tonight. Whatever you need, it's in the word of God. Hey, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Hey, like I said, it's all about me. It's about the God in me. Hallelujah! Up in here. Glory to God, who was and is forevermore. Hallelujah! Hey, if you already may know, the name of my message is the gift. Hallelujah. And you might ask me if it's the person next to you. Have you accepted the gift? Or if you know one next to you, ask yourself, have you accepted the gift? Glory to God. And you might be thinking, what gift? What are you talking about? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Now, if you have a Bible, hey, what you turn to? John, it's John 3:16, which most people They already know John 3:16. A lot of people that's, you know, Bible scholars, and that was one of the first scriptures that I learned when I was in Sunday school. And it says this, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the only one that he had, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, God was willing to give up his only son that he had. Hallelujah. How would you like to give up your only son that you had? Hey, that's a special thing. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it briefly in the New King James Version. And it says this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that so everyone who believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, we're going to focus on this word, believe, because that's very, very important. Hallelujah. Now, believe is more than intellectual agreement that Jesus is God. It means to put our trust and confidence in him, that he alone will save us. Just think of it like this. You might be sitting in a chair. Do you have confidence that chair gonna hold you up? You believe it? That's how you gotta believe God, that he gonna hold you up. He gonna sustain you. And that's just a chair. Jesus. We talking about Jesus Christ here. Now you know if that chair, you can believe in a chair. I know you can believe in God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Believe is to put Christ in charge of our present plan and eternal destiny. Believing is both trusting his words are reliable and relying on him for the power to change. Glory to God. This is getting good. It's getting good. It's like, good, like you're eating something. And you know you ever tasted something, and it's like, good. Woo, Jesus, that's how this feels to me. Oh, and I hope you feel the same way. If you don't feel that way now, before I finish this message, you're going to feel the Holy Spirit going down inside of you, and it's going to be, good. Good. Hallelujah. Now, if you have never trusted Christ, let this promise of everlasting life be yours and believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, church, let's turn to Ephesians 2:18. I'm just going to read it out of the King James Version, New King James Version, I'm sorry. And it says this, God saved you by his special favor. And hear that special favor. When you believe. And I heard a songwriter say, faith ain't fair. Hey, but I believe in my heart that it is fair. If you believe that Jesus Christ, you ask him to come into your heart, faith is fair. You one of God's children, and you get whatever his son got, whatever his son gets with Jesus Christ, you are joined there with him. So you get favor. So it is fair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you, when you get this special favor, you can't take credit for it. It is a gift from God. Now, as you know, there are many kinds of gifts. We just finished Christmas a few days ago. And I know many people receive gifts, Christmas gifts. The next gift is the birthday gift. I just want to expound on this as a birthday gift, which my birthday is coming up Tuesday, February 4th. So I'm looking for some gifts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then 6 months, some more gifts. Valentine's Day gift. And you know what that consists of, ladies. Come on, ladies. You know it's going to consist of candy, flowers. Hey, what they say? Diamond is the girl's best friend. How about a diamond? And some ladies like teddy bears. Or some ladies might like all of them. All of the above. But, and et cetera. But tonight, I'm talking about the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a gift is something given voluntarily without charge. It's free. And let me tell you something, people. You might be listening to me, and some of the people might know me. And the ones that know me, they might say, she looks real young. She got it all together. She's a speaker, an evangelist, and all this and that. And you might, a person might hear me over the radio and say, ooh, she got it all together. But I tell you one thing, I have to humble myself. Hallelujah. And I wasn't always like this. Hallelujah. It was a time I was out there. Yes, yeah, me. Yeah, me. I was out there. I was doing everything I was big and bad enough to do. Yeah, I did. Hallelujah. But one day, hey, somebody told me about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. And I opened the door to my heart and I let him in. Hallelujah. And I accepted the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hey, glory, my God. And along with it, it came deliverance. Hey, yes, Lord. So my life was sin and shame because I was thinking low. Hallelujah. Hey, down in sin. Hey, glory. I had dirt on me. I had filth on me. But God lift me up. Hallelujah. Hey, set me on a solid rock. Hey, and now I'm unmovable. And I'm unchangeable, God. And I'm on a rock to stay. The rock of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, you can have that same gift. Hey, glory to God. Hey, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Flow, Holy Spirit. Hey. Glory. Move, Holy Spirit. Glory, Abolosi. Hey, glory. Oh. Now, you might say, I want this gift, but you know what? This gift is not a good reward. It's not a reward for good deeds, for things that you have done. A person might say, I'm a goody two-shoe. They can say that back in the day. I don't hear that much about that right now. But people from back in the day, they remember people used to say that. I'm a goody two-shoe. So, I'm sure I get eternal life. You know, I don't need to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But somebody might say, you know what? I'm going to run in a marathon for cancer. Hallelujah. And I used to work in Chicago, driving the bus, taking members to church, driving the church bus. And I used to be driving along down on, Cottage Grove and 55th, somewhere down in there. And they used to be running the marathon at 7 o'clock in the morning, blocking the way so I can't get through to get my people. And I'm like, what is really going on here? But you know what? They doing a good deed. But is that going to make them have salvation? Of course not. Then we have, you look on television. I know I look a lot of times. And I see these orphans. They dying. They got skin and bones. And their bellies are big. Bigger than them. Look like bigger than their body. Oh, Lord Jesus. And some have deformities. Jesus. And they have dirty water. And I'm like, oh, I got to give to these children. And I have done it. I have been a sponsor. I did that. But did that give me eternal life? Because I gave to those children. It's a good deed. Don't get me wrong. It's good to do. but that don't give me eternal life. That won't make me have the gift of salvation. Of course not. Oh, God, my God, my God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it's not about the good things that we've done, but because, you know, we are boast about it. We'll start bragging. I did this. I gave to the poor. I gave my tithes and my offering. I'm always doing this. I help this person. I help that person. You know, we'll get all big head. Our head be all swollen like a big old, like a big old bobblehead dog. You know what I'm talking about? Your head be bouncing like that. Yes, you be like, got your head all swollen up. Hey, glory, you be all sweet, but you can't nobody touch you with a 10-foot pole. Jesus, glory to God. Hey, now think about it. Now, when somebody give you a gift, let's say a birthday gift, what you say? What you gonna say? Your Valentine's Day is coming up. What you gonna say? Do you say, that's nice, that's very nice? Or do you say, how much do I owe you? No! The appropriate response for a gift is, thank you! You're not gonna say, that's nice, how much do I owe you? You're gonna say, thank you! Hallelujah! But yet, how often do Christians, even after they have accepted the gift of salvation, how they feel obligated to try to work their way to God? Because our salvation and even our faith are gifts. And we will respond with gratitude, praise, joy. Hallelujah! Salvation is for everyone. Now, I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people today, and I've been dealing with a lot of religious people, and some of them believe that if you don't wear no makeup, hallelujah, that's what you want to do. You don't wear no makeup, that makes you so righteous. If you don't have on no makeup, or you wear long dress. Hallelujah. Or even I had got to the point when I had my children when I had growing up, they had the religious sector, I'm not calling their name, but I was offended. They said that you're not supposed to pink. You know, and I was like, I want everything to be saved. And everything I want to do. It might have been a deep freeze back in the year now, but that happened to everybody. And my children were very small. I had two daughters. And my daughter was like maybe 2 or 3 years old. She had to catch the bus. I didn't even have a car. So we had to catch the bus, and they got on dresses. I'm like, you can't go out in a dress and catch the bus, my babies. They're freezing there. And they put me in jail for neglect. I'm like, no, that can't be. So, but I do want to be saved, though. You know, I want to do that too. So I asked my pastor, my bishop, at that time, was it okay for me to wear a ring? That make me hold them going to heaven because I did that? No. So we got to be wise, people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just don't see myself doing that. I'm like, that's a crazy thing to do. Now, we're going to go back to the Word. And let's read what Paul wrote in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, and verse 1 through 3. And I'm going to read it to in the King James Version. It just seems to me like break it down a little better so I can understand, and maybe you will too, understand it better. And it says this: Dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and my prayer to God is that the Jewish people might be saved. I know that enthusiasm they have for God, but it is a misdirected deal. They don't understand that God's way of making people right with himself. Instead, they are clinging to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They won't go along with God's way. And that's what I'm saying, how people are today. They're doing the same thing. Not all the Jews like that, because I heard some Jews on television. I think they call themselves Christian Jews. They were doing that. They were seeing for Jesus Christ. Now, for Christ has accomplished the whole purpose of the law. All believe in him. I made right with God. Now, I'm going to break this down a little more. Romans 10 and 1. What will happen to the Jewish people who believe in God, but not in Christ? Since they believe in the same God, won't they be saved? If that was true, Paul would not have worked so hard and sacrificed so much to keep without Christ. Today, we got to take Jesus out of everything. We can't even take Jesus to school. You know we need Jesus in there. Look at all the killings. You know what? When I was going to school, you wouldn't even think about bringing no knife to school. Not no a gun or a bomb. You wouldn't. That's not even in your mind. You wouldn't even thought about it. You might. Your mother would say, "I know what you're thinking. I'm going to keep that down right now." So that's how I would think. That would happen. My mother wouldn't even think before I even. That just ain't happening. Put it like that. I had no way of doing that. And now today, it took Jesus out to school. You can't say Jesus nowhere. Took it out the office. That's everywhere. No Jesus. And Jesus is the mediator between God and man. And you must come through Jesus first to get to God. You got to come through Jesus. You can't leave. How you gonna be saved? You left Jesus out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it says here in John, the 10th chapter, verse 1. If you try to come another way, you are like a thief and a robber. Jesus, this thing, people, God. You cannot come another way. Now the Jews, like everyone else, find salvation through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's some more references you can read later. John 14:16, Acts 4:12, if you want to do some reference on that. Hallelujah. Show yourself approved. Hallelujah. Now, like Paul.
First chapter, that was in our
Bible. You should pray that the Jewish and the Gentiles might be saved. Hallelujah. Through love and kindness. Hallelujah. They say through love and kindness have I drawn thee. Salvation is free for everyone. Rich, poor. Hallelujah. Valley of valley, deep and low. Whatever nationality you are. Hey, Jesus is the way. The truth and the life. No one coming to the Father but by me. As Jesus said that. Now, let's go back to the Word. Now, Moses wrote laws, the way of making a person right with God. And that requires obedience to all of its commandments. All of them, not just some of them. You might say, oh, I just missed one. That's all I did, I just missed one. So I know I still should be able to make it in. I just missed one commandment. That's the only one I missed, the one I had trouble with. Yeah. But it said all, you got to do all the commandments. Yeah, that's the one you hadn't got delivered from. That's the one that you had trouble with, that one particular thing. But you got to get delivered from that. And you would have to do all the commandments to get in. But the way of getting right with God is through faith. And it says you don't need to go to heaven to find Christ and bring him down to help you. And it says you don't need to go to the place of the dead to bring Christ to life again. Rather than living by faith in God, the Jews established custom and tradition in addition to God's law to try to make themselves acceptable in God's sight by no human effort, no matter how sincere, can never substitute the righteousness of that God offers us through faith. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And if we say in the first chapter, the 10th verse, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And it says in the word, this word is not in us. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Hallelujah. And Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No. It couldn't be all of them. Could be maybe there's some of them. Maybe the people that say they have arrived. Maybe it's those people. No. He said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me ask a question. Out to people everywhere that listen to me on this internet, live radio, do anyone know how to earn salvation? Now, I'm going to say it again. Do anybody know how to earn salvation? Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, meditate on that. Do you know? And the answer is the only way to earn salvation is to be perfect. Hallelujah. The only way. Oh, my God. And that is impossible. Jesus, glory to God. It's impossible. We can only hold out empty hands and receive salvation as a gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Salvation. Come on, get in your spirit. Salvation. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. Salvation. Deliverance from the power and penalty of sin. I say it again. Salvation. Deliverance from the power and penalty of sin. Jesus, glory to God. Hey, let's get Romans 10 and 9. I'm going to read to you again the New King James Version. And it says this. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hey, glory. 11. For if believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and if by confessing with your mouth you are saved, hallelujah, glory to God. Hey, glory. Now believe. To have confidence or faith in the truth, a positive assertion. Hey, glory to God. A positive statement. Jesus, a declaration. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, flow tonight. Move, God. Oh, continue to flow. Hallelujah. 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 Holy Spirit, continue to move. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Your power and authority. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, salvation, 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 salvation. Oh, yes, Lord. Now, as I close, salvation that comes from trusting in Christ, which is the message we preach today, is ready within easy reach. In fact, the scriptures say the message is close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. But some people, they think it's a complicated process, but actually it's so easy. It's so easy to accept the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. If we believe in our heart and say with our mouth that Christ, Jesus Christ, the Lord and risen Savior, we will be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, here is how to receive Christ. Hallelujah, the gift of salvation. This is how you receive him. This is how you receive him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. One, hallelujah, number one, admit your need. Hallelujah. It's like an alcoholic. They got to admit they need be delivered from alcoholics. Yes, Lord Jesus. Number two, be willing to turn from your sin. Make a turnaround. Repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Number three, believe Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to pray a prayer like this. Repeat after me, people of God. Hallelujah. We all are people of God. We all are God's children. Hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that you died for my sins, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand clap. We're going to thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Saving power. Oh, God, thank you for your saving power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your saving power. Thank you for deliverance. Oh, God is here. God is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my advice, hallelujah, for you today is to find a Bible-believing church. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Find a Bible-believing church to attend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we also have a conference number. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, you need prayer to dial in Saturdays. Every Saturday at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock a.m. Yes, Lord. The number is 712-423-1500. 712-432-1500. Thank you, Lord. And the asset code is 15004. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I want to thank for all the people that's on the prayer list. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. People on the prayer list, thank you, Jesus. Mrs. Bobo and some other people that have requested a prayer. They're all on our prayer list. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to thank God for the Block Internet Radio. Thank God for Kingdom Builders Ministry. Thank all the listeners all over the internet, Block Internet Radio, for tuning in tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Till we meet again. This is yours truly, Evangelist Andrea Hodge, signing off. God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist, for letting God use you.
Thank you, Lord.
For the work you brought forth tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you give some information on the ministry that you attend or the ministry that you're going to start?
Oh, what you want? What kind of information? What did you say you want, ma'am? I'm sorry.
What if someone want to get in touch with you or go to a ministry that you're at and what? Give them some information.
Oh, okay. The information is it's in the making. So I was just telling the call in on the conference number that 712-432-50. I'm gonna read again. 712-432-1500 and answer code 150004 and it's New Life Ministries and it's Reverend Otis McKinnis and Evangelist Andrea McKinnis. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. You're calling on that number at 7 o'clock on Saturday. Hallelujah. And anybody want to write in for a correspondence? It's 966 Camelot Manor, Portage, Indiana, 46368. And you can also call prayer line. We got a prayer line, 219-850-3344. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. And the address again for correspondence to get on the prayer list is 966 Camelot Manor, Portage, Indiana, 46368. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. So I should be calling you Evangelist McKinney?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
But well, we thank you again. Thank you, Lord. We give a shout out to all the internet listeners and to all the ones who call on the phone line. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak the blood of Jesus over the woman of God in the name of Jesus. I banned the backlash of retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you continue to pray for her and the ministry that you have given her and her husband in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, to commission your warring angels to war on their behalf in the name of Jesus. I pray the angel of the Lord will go before them and make every crooked face straight in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that her ears and her husband's ears will be attentive to your word as you give them direction on what to do, on how to do it, on who was called before the foundation of the earth for them to be their pastors. Because your word says you give us a pastor after our own heart. So I pray, God, that from the north, south, east, and west, that people will come forth, that there will be pastors after their own heart. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus, I ban any curses or witchcraft prayers against them in the name of Jesus. Any negative prayers that prayed against them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you,
Jesus.
Father God, that you, Lord God, is guiding them into their destiny, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that all the souls is going to come from them, Lord God, that you have designated to them before the foundation of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Upon her husband, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I
Thank you, Father.
Keep me in